Almost New Year's. It's almost New Year's Day. Yeah.
Whoa, sure is.
Yes.
You guys, happy day after Christmas. I'm sure it was all holly and jolly.
It was. It was full of it.
Jolliest.
Full of the holly and the jolly.
Everyone was healthy. Everybody got all the presents they wanted.
Nobody cried afterwards.
Nobody cried. And everyone was so grateful. Just tons of gratitude.
Yep.
And setting the table, clearing the dishes, and washing them by the children. Good job. What a great Christmas.
I mean, it's because we're great moms.
It's the best. Mercedes, you're just laughing over there. What happened to you?
I'm waiting to jump in. It was perfection. Everybody was happy. Got exactly what they wanted. Ate and felt jolly.
And feeling great this morning.
And feeling great.
Right?
This
energy. And by the end of the, now Christmas is packed up. It's time for New Year's. Do you guys leave your tree up? How long will you leave Christmas up?
Oh, I leave it up. I leave it up at least for the 12 days of Christmas, because Christmas Day is just the first day of Christmas in the church calendar.
Oh.
So that's why Advent comes before. Mm-hmm. Like Advent, yeah. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day is the first day of Christmas, and then it lasts 12 days.
I literally did not know that. I've been a Christian my whole life. I've been at the church. I did not know this.
I feel like they don't teach that in the evangelical churches.
No, they don't.
Really?
No. Mm-hmm. But it ends on January 6th. That's when you celebrate the Three Kings, and then mm-hmm. you can take it down. That's what I did.
I did it unintentionally. My adult life, we just leave stuff up for a very long time uh-huh. until it's dried and needles are falling on the floor. mm-hmm.
Now you can just say it's part of your religious tradition. You've got to. That's why you have dry needles.
But technically, if you are following Advent and following that calendar, you're putting your tree up Christmas Eve.
Right.
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 And that, as an American, is a real hard thing to do because bless, everybody had Christmas up before December 1st. And most I was not one of them. And not because I protest that. I'm not totally opposed to it. I just don't have the time. I didn't make the time. But you can't put your tree up if it's a live tree November 30th and have it be alive on Christmas.
No,
that's right.
So
right.
These are the choices. These are our choices that we have to face.
Or you have to get a fake one.
And they're expensive.
And
so you want to have it as long as you can. Mm-hmm. So it is a really fine dance, but it's not, it's way before December. What is it? New Year's Eve?
What?
Well, Christmas Eve is when you put your tree up, and it's over
Christmas
December 6th.
Eve. It's happening way before Christmas Eve. Because
then it's over.
Yeah.
It's a dollar. Like more than a dollar. It's dollars. Lots of dollars.
Dollars. Lots of dollars. I do love the idea of like Christmas Eve, you're decorating the Christmas tree. What a fun, special thing to do. But I could not. That's not happening in my house. Like,
no.
We have to have a Christmas tree before then.
Maybe I have to have multiple trees, which I've always thought was so highbrow. You know, when you have, the tree in the living room, the tree in the dining room.
See, you could have a fake tree up all December and then have your real tree that you put up on Christmas Eve and then have your little celebration as a family.
And it's probably discounted Christmas Eve.
Yes. There you go.
That's, and dead.
It, yeah.
That's
or like just the Charlie Brown trees on its left.
unless you cut it from a live tree farm. I don't know. That's true. This kind of tree.
I think I've always kept my tree up. I mean, I put it up in December. I love having the lights all month long. But then I think there's like other ways to like have to practice the looking forward to Christmas without having to wait for your tree. You can do the Advent thing. In other ways.
I feel like I'm going to wait till next year to really practice my faith.
There you go.
When it comes to Christmas.
Like what's Christmas it's, about?
It's a little late now since it's the 26th.
I've been doing it worldly all my life. Next year.
But you can feel content that it's just the second day of Christmas today. You still until January 6th. You don't have to stop celebrating.
You can just start. That's true. I love that. My other thing about not wanting to put a Christmas tree up on Christmas Eve is now that I am the mother of the home, it is so much work to do all like to put up a tree. It's a lot of work it's fun for a child, but I'm not the child. And I don't want to be doing all that work on Christmas Eve and making the food and having the presents finished and all the things. I don't want that. No. It's too much. It's too much.
We got too many cookies to bake.
It's too much. And all the, and you know, enjoy your childhood, children. It's all a dream. Then it's all a responsibility. I'm just kidding. I sound like such a Scrooge. We had a great Christmas.
Now that Christmas is over, tell us what you really think.
This is the best. I love it. I love it. I want to be in charge. It's great.
Amazing. Oh, I love it. How are you guys feeling about New Year's? You ready? 2024? Awesome. You feel awesome?
I mean, it just keeps coming at us. Time. There's nothing we can do about it. Here it comes. Here it comes. So I need everything to slow down. I would like to live 100 lives. Oh, and I know that's because I've had good lives and I'm a life.
Yeah.
And that's a very privileged thing to say. But every new year, I'm like, I can't, it needs to slow down the slow way.
It needs to slow down. Brave just turned 4.
I can't believe Brave is 4. See, it needs to slow down. That,
it's my first time really ever feeling like, I always get choked up when I look at past pictures, but I'm like, the baby of the family of my family is 4 years old. And that just has so much more years in it than a baby.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, my little dude, I'm like entering, I'm like, really exiting the little baby stage. Like, I'm not in a baby stage anymore. I'm like, kids. I have kids.
I was thinking today about how long it's been since I've held a baby. And then I got really sad. I don't know when I'm going to hold one.
Maybe you should have a baby.
Maybe so. Maybe this is the year.
That is the only answer to fulfill.
I'm turning 45, so I'm sure it's going to work great.
I have like all my youngest is 10, which I can't wrap my mind around my youngest being 10 years old, because I've always been the mom with the baby on my hip. Yeah. I haven't for many, many years, but that was like a thing when you have multiple children.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
And then most of my friends have kids same age or a little bit older, and I'm begging someone to get pregnant. Like, please get pregnant, because I'll take the baby. Like, I'll take the baby for the first 6 months. I'll show up. I'll be the night nurse. I'll come get your breast milk. I'll feed the baby in a bottle. I'll bring the baby to you to nurse. I'll sleep with the baby. Like, I need a baby. Not my baby. Your baby.
Yes.
Just why doesn't anybody understand that? You know? And then
that. It's not weird.
Not. It's fine. It's like, where are the friendships? True friendships out there.
Who are my real friends? Please have a baby. Oh gosh. But I feel that. Gosh, I do not want another kid for a second. But man, I would love a baby in my life right now.
Yeah. You know.
Well, none of us have them. So,
so I guess, womp womp. Christmas.
We're like nowhere near being grandmas too. So this is like, it's going to be a long road. We sound like, when are my kids going to have kids?
No,
I do not want to be a grandma. I just need my best friend to have a baby, okay? Or my neighbor, somebody nearby.
How did our conversation get here? We were talking Brave about 2024.
Brave's birthday. Brave's birthday.
He's 4.
Time moving fast.
He was the baby. Brave is 4.
Okay.
And time goes too
He's
fast.
Potty and that's how... I have no more diapers. I have waited for that to be my good news. We have no more diapers.
Amazing.
He tells me all the things. We are children life now. Kid. Just everyone's a kid.
Yeah. Children. Amazing.
Enough well, of this.
Yeah, enough I guess this. So.
It's time to move on. Listeners, what are you listening to again? We're not sure. It's the last of the year. We're exhausted.
You know, we've got a Christmas, the Christmas fuzzy brain.
Oh, that odd week between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, that's what's going on here.
Yes.
Okay. Well, enough of it. Friends, let's shout some worth and shift some narratives for people with Down syndrome. Today, we are looking back on our 2023 season, and what a year. We celebrated our 200th episode, one an award, a very prestigious award, I might add, and met so many incredible guests, made many new friends, and we are here to chat about our favorite moments, episodes, guests, and so much more. So, ladies and gentlemen, can you believe it? It's almost New Year. Welcome to the Lucky Few Podcast. This episode is sponsored by Able Now. Have you been meaning to set up an Able Now account? It's easier than you might expect. The application is entirely online, so it can be completed anytime, anywhere. Enrollment often takes just a few minutes. An eligible individual can open and manage their own Able Now account. If they are under age 18 or need assistance with finances, parent, grandparent, or other eligible family member can open and manage the account as an authorized representative. Able Now accounts are available to qualified individuals in all 50 states. Learn if you or someone you know is eligible for an Able Now account at ablenow.com. That's ablenow.com.
All right, friends, we have a really great review from Mundy HC. She says, or he says, each week you all give me so much to think about. I deeply appreciate all the joys and challenges you share. I find myself nodding my head and laughing or crying along with you. Thank you for keeping it real and being narrative shifters. Thank you, friend. That is perfectly said with the laughing or crying. I feel like the same as we record each episode. I feel the same. Thank you, friends, for listening. And don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And now you can leave us a review under any new episode on Spotify. So please do that. We love reading these and appreciate your support.
Very much so. So we are going to go through this year and point out some highlights from the podcast. And friends, if you are new to the podcast, this is actually a great episode because we are going to link all of these too. So this is going to be like easy access to where do you start? Head to the favorites, head to some of the favorites. But I want to, before we do that, there's this thing that Spotify does for podcasters and it's called a wrap, right? Is that what it's called? A wrap up.
Yeah. They call it wrapped. Wrapped.
Spotify Wrapped.
They also do it for people who listen to, like, if our listeners just listen to music, you get your wrap at the end of the year and it tells you all the your top listens and what song you listen to the most and all that.
It's always a little confusing because it's like 90s rap, Disney. in our home, James Taylor, Taylor Swift. It's like all over the place.
Yeah.
Harry Styles. And then all the randomness. I love it. But it is fun to see like, oh, this is how much time I spent doing these things. But they do it for us as a podcast. And I want to go through some of the highlights because it's really, I know I can speak for myself. The podcast is one of my highlights for all the things that I do. I love this podcast. I love Micah and Mercedes with my whole heart. I love our listeners and our community that we get to have all of these amazing guests on and connect with people. I learned so much here in this space. I've said this before. It's always a little self-serving. Like, I need to know more about puberty. Hey, Ashley, producer, find someone to come on and talk about puberty. And so it's, I love, love, love this podcast. And then it's really special to see how much our listeners love it too. So let's look through this. I'm on, if, girls, are you following along with this? I didn't know best way to do this.
Okay.
I skipped through to the, speaking of top, your top episode.
Yeah.
Because, okay, that's kind of where it starts. Okay, so our top episode this year was episode 199, which is called What We Wish We Knew, Had, and Told Ourselves in the First Years. That was our number one listened to episode. And friends, get this. It was streamed 786% more than our average episode. This episode was like kind of clutch for us.
I hope it was helpful.
I know. I'm like, what did I say?
What did I say?
And then if you click through and you keep clicking through, I think that episode was one that was the most shared also. We'll get to that. But we have 64% of our listeners discovered us this year. As in, we grew by over 100%. Wouldn't that be over 100% if you grow by 50%?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know the math. 60, we all know that none of us do math if you've been listening. This is not what we do. You guys can write in and we'll be grateful. 64% of our listeners discovered us this year.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
That's amazing.
That makes me so happy. Hey, welcome, listeners. Everybody, to the Lucky Few podcast. And the 199th episode, what we wish we knew, had, and told ourselves in the first years, is what brought them here. So 6% of our new listeners started with this episode.
Yeah, that's really cool. Do you guys have any memories of that episode and what you, what we talked about? I mean, I know I have a general memory, but
will you jog my memory? What would you share? What did you think of?
I mean, I know the episode was like, what would we go back and tell ourselves, right? What would we, in those early moments, in those early years, what do we wish that people had said to us? How would we,
I remember like that basically overall, I think it was that we wish we didn't worry so much.
Yeah.
All those what ifs. I remember saying something about like that your baby's a baby, like let your baby be a baby. And so like that, I think was that emotional big lesson piece. And then we talked about things that like products that we loved and we wish we had that were really great, a little more practical and some advice and encouragement. I could see why that was a well listened to episode. I think that as parents, we want to feel seen and known. And that, I think that's a lot of reason people show up here at our podcast. I think that's probably why I show up here too. Like a big reason is to feel seen and known. And so.
And to do our very, like, don't you want, we want to do our very best for our child, right? And there's so much emphasis on that I do love. I do remember that episode. And I just remember us over and over again wanting to affirm the parent that you're doing a good job. Like, don't worry so much. You're doing great. Love, love, love. You know, like I still need that, right?
Right.
In this parenting journey, that it's
definitely
you're doing enough.
Yeah. And remembering like those first few years, we talk about this in the episode, are so intense.
Yes.
With like medical and testing and maybe your kidneys, heart surgery, maybe they don't. It's like really intense.
Yeah.
And that you've got this and it's not forever.
Right.
I can think like I always feel like around that 3-year mark for me after my kids had their heart surgeries and started walking and like reflux, their muscle tone's better. So now the reflux is resolved and not everything will be resolved, but most of those really hard medical things, those first few years, but will be resolved. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And in that time that feels hard, you've got this. And it's hard because it's hard. Like your kid having heart surgery, that's really hard. Your kid being on a feeding tube, that's really hard. These things are hard.
Yeah.
But it's also okay.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job. And enjoy that baby.
Yeah.
Anyways, and listen to the episode if you haven't. Okay. Do either of you, Micah, take it away on the next part.
This is really fun, you guys.
Spotify
because
Wrapped.
We were streamed in 36 countries. That's in this whole big old world. 36 countries. And we only speak one language here. So
incredible.
So that's really cool. Yeah, it says with a certain amount of our total streams.
Real quick, that says that 83% of our total streams were the United States.
Isn't that cool?
That's what that's saying. So whatever the math is there, 17% were in 36 other countries. Whoa.
Oh, thank you guys.
Okay. That is cool.
Our Let's go to live event.
I want to go to live both those places in the podcast.
Yes,
India to all the India listeners. Bring us out.
I wouldn't mind going to Australia too.
Oh,
what? You Aussies want to have us out there. We're in. Bring us on out.
I love it.
I like that it says right after we read that, it says your listeners have good taste, obviously. So good job, you guys.
Obviously.
Okay. So your listeners to top podcast genres. Ooh, okay. You guys like comedy as number one. I knew it would be funny.
That's
knew it.
We knew it. We were one.
Even that one time a couple weeks ago when I tried to rap, still funny.
That just made our hearts so happy. Number one, comedy. You guys also, number two, society and culture. For sure. That's us. I'm surprised it's not number one, but I really appreciate the comedy. And number three, kids and family.
Nice.
Y'all, this is like our listeners listen to us because if we were to be three things, we are that. Is that funny? Well,
we hope. We try.
We hope. Well, basically, that's what we're learning. Spotify we're learning is common. That.
Like it's sad.
What is our genre? Oh, we do comedy, society, culture, kids, and family.
Duh.
So
check in for your music choices. Top are pop. Number two, movie tunes. And number three, contemporary country. Those are my people.
Like, I don't know how to marry these three. The last three I get. But,
well,
okay.
we know why all our listeners have movie tunes because all of theirs is Disney. They're listening to Disney all day long in their car just like we are. So we feel you. We see you.
And pop probably solely Taylor Swift. Yeah. Taylor Swift is – #pop from this year, for sure.
Oh, so good.
I love it. And then it goes on to say that the way that you guys share the podcast is 41% of you text episodes to each other, which is so interesting. 31% through a direct link, 12% other, like you shout it from the rooftop, wear it on a t-shirt. 8% share through Facebook and 8% share through Instagram. That's how y'all are sharing the podcast, which is very cool. And our most shared episode was episode 220, Back to School Jumpstart with Dr. Vaish Sarathy.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it's cool.
She's amazing.
Yeah. I love her.
Okay. What was our rating? Whoa, we always read our reviews, but someone shout out the rating.
5.0.
What?
Woo. Out of what?
Out of 15.
We got 100%. 5 out of 5. 3 stars. 100%. A++. 5 points.
Winner.
This could either be 100 or half.
Uh-huh. Or an F. Yeah.
50%. 50%.
Yes. I'm going to skip the next couple because I don't know what this means. I don't know that we did polls and I don't know about the Q&A and I don't know what that means.
Are you
but we should do better.
I guess we should have polls.
They feel our plant love.
Gardener? That's right. So we saw some nice growth.
Okay.
Joshua wanted that in 1 minute and that was literally 15. That was like 10 minutes.
Did not make that clear before.
No. I thought it was fun.
I thought it was fun. We'll see what our listeners. Was that boring, listeners? How did you feel about it?
Just a little.
Let Spotify know.
A little self-serving, but.
We'll find out next year how you felt. Okay. That is enough. So excited about our 5-star rating. Thanks to all of our listeners out there. We want to talk a little bit more about some other episodes that meant something to us. So let's talk about the top 5 episodes that were listened to this year. We already talked about 199, what we wish we knew had and told ourselves in the first years. Number 2 was Undoing Ableism and Telling True Stories with April Aguilera, writer of For Paloma. And that was an interview you did, Heather, with April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I loved that conversation. Mm-hmm. That's episode 194. And that was my first encounter with April, like talking to her. And at the end, I'm like, we are the same. Mm-hmm. We think the same on a lot of these ideas around disability. And it wasn't meant to be a conversation about undoing ableism. It just went that way in the conversation. And April is an amazing soul and human, and she's really lovely. And I'm grateful for her voice and her work in the world. That was a great conversation for me. That was impactful for sure. Yeah. The next episode is 198, the third most listened to, The Best We Can, an unscripted conversation on inclusion in our schools. I think that was Josh and me.
I think it was. It was you two as far as I remember, mm-hmm. talking candidly about what wasn't working mm-hmm. for your kids last year. Mm-hmm. And it was a really emotional episode.
I was gonna say, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I think we had been through some stuff with school that I think we had, and it just felt like this conversation would be helpful, I think, for our community. And so we came on and shared.
I got fired up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, the next one, y'all, is inclusion. Do you remember this conversation? It was Beyond Checking a Box, and we talked about like inclusion in the media. And remember that person who we will not name because we don't want to give her any more attention made a comment about the Skims campaign that was like, so how far are we taking this inclusivity thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember? And we were like, oh, we're taking it all the way. And that was our That having disability.
We even want underwear that fits everyone.
Can you imagine?
We're going everywhere and underneath.
Could you imagine? I loved that one. That was the three of us. And that was a thought-provoking conversation for sure. And then the next one is episode 217, was the fifth most listened to episode. With the three of
people say.
That's right. And that was all three of us. And it was basically all of us, every listener, you know, this those cringy things, those comments that you get, those, they'll live with you forever kind of things. We took that conversation to another level. That was really
you
fun.
You got your hands full.
Oh, that's good. I love it when we get to, you got your hands full. I love it when we take it to another level. I just had an experience during the holidays of someone saying something to me at an airport that if we do another episode like this, I'm bringing that whole conversation in for us to talk. We want to dissect that one. It's happening all the time. There's more things people say.
I'm so intrigued.
People are always saying. Right? When you think that we've turned a corner, you're like, I've been preaching to the choir this whole time. Yikes.
You didn't listen to our episode. Yeah. Okay. We discussed this.
Figured this out. America. And Australia and India. Thank you, everybody.
Maybe that we should only be in airports in Australia and India, and then we're all on the same page. And then other favorite episodes. I know for me, my highlights every year are episodes with people with Down syndrome that we have on as guests. And it's a long list, which is important to us because this episode is about shifting the narrative for people with Down syndrome, and you can't do it without people with Down syndrome. So what were some of your ones that stood out for you with our interviews this year and our episodes with our friends with Down syndrome?
I loved that we got to see Kayla McEwen, Matthew Schwab again, and Charlotte Woodward, that we got to talk to them. Just seeing each year the advocates grow up, right? And then being able to talk about the thing they're doing that year. They're just phenomenal, especially these individuals just working hard in big spaces. Huge. Mm-hmm. It's fun to have repeats.
Yeah, it's so inspiring having those conversations.
I loved our episode with Noah Matthews Matofsky, who starred in Peter Pan and Wendy. And he was such a delight, such a sweetheart. Yes. Yeah. And I felt like, we're witnessing a star being born here. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't wait to see what he does next. And he just commands a room. He just like draws people to him. He's got that sparkle. And yeah, it was fun getting to interview him.
Mm-hmm. And we had, this was a year in the media for Down syndrome, like Sophia Sanchez being in the Hunger Games.
Huge.
We had Madison Tevlin and Matthew Vondre in Champions. And then, Noah in Peter Pan. It's pretty fun to think back or just see that, reflect back on that. Good job,
good
media.
Job. I loved our interview with Sid Ghosh. That was our first episode where we had a non-speaker who was interviewed. And man, watching him use spelling to communicate his low, I guess it's called a low-tech where he points at letters and he points at punctuation. And man, what a brilliant guy. And just had such beautiful things to say. It was a really moving episode for me.
Made me tear up. That one was beautiful. And I hope we can do more like that.
I think
that's so special.
I think it's my favorite of all time. Yes. I think that's one of my number one. And being a part of, like, being in the interview and going into it, it's a podcast, and the podcast space is speaking. That's what you do on a podcast. That's what makes it a podcast. So how do we do this? And talking with Sid and his mom and figuring that out and then doing it on video so everyone could watch it and being a part of that, not knowing what to expect, knowing that I love his mom so much. And we've had her on. We've had Vaishan a few episodes, and I really believe in what she's doing. And then seeing it in action, it just felt a little bit unbelievable, but it was real, is how I was watching it. And so inspiring. So inspiring. And I actually have some friends who have adult non-speakers with Down syndrome who have started, after that episode, reached out to Vaish and have been working with her, and their kids are doing the spelling, and it's like their minds are blown. Incredible. They can't even believe what their kids know. Like, I had no idea. So that episode, if you haven't, I also want everyone to watch it. Like, I always go on walks and listen to podcasts, but I think it's worth pausing and watching and seeing Sid and his mom in action. And I just remember the feeling of, like, my jaw on the floor the whole time. Like, whoa. And when it was over, Mike and I were like, what just happened? That was incredible. Yeah. And unexpected for sure. And then we had Craig Blackburn and Heather Hancock Blackburn on, who are a married couple with Down syndrome. That was episode 231. We had Grace Reber on, who is, and her mom Bonnie, who is Grace Place Art, episode 230. Mary, Eric, and Colin were on for the Hip Hop Homies, which is such a fun, sweet episode, 228. Ronnie Brown, who's the Fry guy, was on 227. So we, y'all, if you have not listened to all of these, be prepared to be inspired.
I would say even if you are a parent, a brand new parent to a baby with Down syndrome, like, seriously start, and you're just now listening or have been listening, it's so impactful to see adults with disabilities, adults with Down syndrome, sharing their heart. I don't know. I hope it's like a warm hug. It's like, okay, the future. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I appreciate that we brought such a diverse group of people with Down syndrome on, even like someone who's super articulate all the way to a non-speaker. And then we had a handful of people on who definitely needed more support from their loved ones. And that is, we here at the podcast think it's so important to represent our community, all the different aspects, and celebrate that and not just be like, look, don't worry, your child with Down syndrome will be this way. Because that's just not a true story and narrative. And that's okay. Who your child's going to be is going to be so good. And there's diversity in that. So I think we did this year, I think we did the best we've ever done with our guests in representing. Yeah, representing. Because as it goes for a podcast like this, when we're having guests on, Down syndrome or not, there's like a specialness to who they are, right? Like a specialty.
Right.
And that's why they're on the podcast.
That's why we've heard of them, why we want to
hire them. Right.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And that's not bad at all. And I like that we're getting in the Down syndrome space, that there are more people with Down syndrome who don't fit that like high achiever mold, that it's like, oh no, they're doing this great thing and they're going to come on and they're going to need to be here with the support person, because that's fine. That's life. Mm-hmm. Totally. Good job, everybody.
Good job.
Oh, and then our favorite host only episodes. How do I ever choose this one? I love when it gets to be all of us.
I do too.
Also echo what we wish we knew. I love that one. I remember the nurturing meaningful connections with our kids was a special one. Oh, I love that. Yeah. That one was such a good one. I'm trying to remember specifics to that. I can just remember the feeling and getting choked up. I feel like whenever I hear you, Micah, talk about ACE and that journey to, like, I feel like you seek out so much of wanting to know more and more of Ace's mind and heart. Mm-hmm. And the things you and Chris do, I don't know, always inspires me. And I remember, I don't know if it was that episode, but you talked about any, like, I think it was either a door or a window to knowing Ace more. You're going to take it. And that's always stuck with me. I don't even remember if it was that episode. I think it was, but it's like your avenues and ways to unlock and know him more.
Thank you, Mercedes.
Yeah.
That's so lovely to hear. And I don't know what it was either. What window or door?
And maybe it wasn't that, but it's what I took from it. And yeah, it always.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about how it's unique when you don't have a child that can articulate well, you know, the nonverbal cues and stuff.
Right.
And I've grown so much in that now that Sunny's 10 from where she started. Worry in me is less because there's new ways that I'm getting to know her. And that I remember like saying this, that I was like, oh yeah, that I do know her and I trust that I know her. And it isn't through her verbal cues. It's through her her other special languages. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and how she's just so honest in her interests and her non-interest. Like, she makes herself known, and just learning a new way to love a person, not just by what they tell me, but how they show me. And yeah, I just remember loving that. Nurturing meaningful connections with our kids.
That is so sweet.
Episode 206.
That is sweet. I think what one that stands out for me when we brought on our producer, Ashley Frecolosi, because she is a disabled woman. And I had posted something about like on Instagram saying, I'm not going to celebrate a person with Down syndrome being asked to prom or something. And I thought that was like a little thing, and it brought up huge feelings for people, which is fine. But also, when that happens, I think as a human, my first reaction is like a little bit of defensiveness, but I've over the years learned to be a person who gets curious instead and wonder like, huh, what am I missing? And so I had a conversation with a bunch of different people who some I know well, some just through social, that we just didn't agree on it. And then we thought, let's talk about it on the podcast. And I think all of us were like, but let's have someone with a disability to kind of talk to it. And Ashley said, what about me? And so that was nice to have Ashley on, who's always behind the scenes. And we're grateful. I know that we have her perspective as living with as a disabled person in the world. And then we got to talk about our responses. And like the title it's episode 208, and the title is Growing Through Uncomfortable Conversations. And I think that's something that's been a goal for all of us here on the podcast, is we're not avoiding the uncomfortable things at all. We can't. Yeah. But that I hope that we create opportunities of growth for ourselves and for our listeners with the conversations that we're having. That just know that for me, that's a big goal. Not to be right, but to keep on growing. So I liked that one.
We did some just kind of practical and or silly episodes. Well, maybe not silly, but we did do some practical things, like talking about how to get good disability access at theme parks. Yeah, that was like just straight up, here's how we do it, and here's what works and what doesn't work, and here's how your siblings feel when you get to go to the front of the line because your brother helps you.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing.
Yeah. You tuck that one in your pocket for the next time you're headed to a theme park next summer.
Totally. Totally.
Our producers gave a favorite pick, which is fun. I'm glad to hear this from them. So you hear their names at the end of episodes. Val Schleter was producing from the start of the podcast until this year. And we transitioned over to another producer, Ashley Frecolosi. So if you listen through the end of the podcast, you hear us mention their names. And they each wanted to share their favorite one. So Ashley's pick, her favorite episode this year, was episode 234, Producing a Diverse, Authentic, and Honoring Netflix Series with Down for Love producer Robin Patterson. So this was a conversation I had with Robin, who we had an episode prior to this about us talking about the series. And then freaking Robin came on and blew my mind. Jiminy Christmas. She's amazing. And gosh, I just am. It made me love the series so much more. Just knowing what was going on behind the scenes. Yeah. And I want her to be a part of everything ever made on TV and movies. Yes. She's so thoughtful. But I'm going to read. This is what Ashley said about the episode. She said, "It was so hard to choose just one, but I love our recent episode with Robin Patterson. I appreciated her passion and dedication to authentic and honoring storytelling. It's been wonderful to see the commitment to diversity and inclusion in film and television, highlighting creatives like Robin and all the self-advocates we've been able to have share their feature film experiences on the show are some of my favorite episodes. I've only been on the Lucky Few podcast team for a little over a year. It has been an ever-evolving role, but consistently the most fun and creative of adventures. It's been incredible to witness the impact the podcast has in the community, and I'm honored to have a part in working to shout worth and shift narratives each week. Thank you to our listeners. I look forward to continuing to work hard to bring you another amazing season. But most importantly, thank you, Val, for trusting me to carry on the role and being a fellow organized queen. We miss you, we love you, and we know you're doing amazing work in occupational therapy. Love, Ashley."
That's really sweet.
For that, Ashley. Gosh, we need those organized queens. Y'all, side note, the three of us are not that.
No.
And so, God bless Ashley and Val.
We don't make it easy on them. We don't.
We're a lot to wrangle in.
No, I need lots of reminders.
Oh my gosh.
And follow-ups.
And kind of.
We're
going to
need it in Slack. We're going to need communication through Slack. We're going to need a text, probably an email, maybe a phone call.
Maybe even a knock on my door.
We
know. Hand holding.
It's like, what can we use to like collectively communicate? And we're all like, yeah, let's do that. And like, no, that we just need it all. We're just all going to need it all. Oh gosh, we are extra. It's on brand.
So speaking of our organized queens, Val, who was our producer all the way until just over a year ago, also got to pick her favorite of the year. And Val's pick was episode 205. Healthcare Equity in the Down Syndrome Community. And that was with our beloved Dr. Spinazzi. And we also had a new doctor to us, Dr.
Scott Coe. Yeah. He was on before. This was his second time.
Okay. And here's what Val had to say about that episode. She said, "Hi, friends. There were so many wonderful episodes this year. I love episode 205, in particular for the way it challenges the healthcare system to do better for the Down syndrome community, particularly the individuals in our community that are even more marginalized. But choosing a favorite episode was so hard. You guys tackled so many topics, pop culture, healthcare, politics, advocacy, and so much more, all while still being silly and fun and wonderful. Val, you're sweet. It's such a joy to have been part of the podcast for so many years, and it's exciting to see how Ashley and Josh and all of you have kept it going. I know how much work goes into it, and I hope the audience appreciates your candidness and consistency over this past year. Not sure why the show hasn't won all the awards in the world, but we'll get there. Love you all. XOXO Val."
Oh.
Thanks, Val. We love you. And look at Val even talked about us being silly and fun.
Candid.
We're a comedy podcast.
Candid.
We are very candid.
I love it. Maybe we are a comedy show.
Huh. Maybe we should switch it up a bit and be
change
more
our
comedy.
Oh, yeah. When we post our...
You give us an inch, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
So, hey, the other day I was walking down.
Oh God. Or we like start another podcast that's just comedy. You asked for it. No one asked for it.
They're like, we didn't ask. You always didn't ask.
We're just reading into what our listeners listen to.
Spotify was wrong.
They go to the comedy podcast to recover from having to listen to ours.
Oh Lord, that's so much. Okay, and Josh Avis, what was your pick, you sneaker? I love it. Okay, Josh's pick And he's watching me right now for folks out there. So his quote, he says, "I loved Sid's episode because it's such a good reminder. We have to assume competence and intelligence. I also loved how his mom was such an advocate to finding the best way for her son to communicate." Oh, it was so beautiful. And that was episode 229, poet, author, levitator of language, Sid Ghosh, with his mom, Dr. Vaish Sarathy, who always, always shouts the word and says, "Competence and intelligence, assume it."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So good.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Other favorite moments. Remember when we got to be together in Orlando to accept our National Down Syndrome Congress Media Award? Wasn't that it was so fun. I love that it worked. How did that happen? It worked out. It was kind of last minute too. That was so wonderful. That was so fun.
And so great for us to come together in that way, in that crowd and special ambiance. It was huge. It was cool.
Yeah. Thank you, NDSC, for recognizing the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, biggest thing we learned this year, or I learned this year. I think for me, going off of that, going off of the Orlando thing, I think the amount of years we've done it felt impactful. And it all of a sudden was known to me.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy for me to just talk with you ladies as friends, you know, and I forget that we're recording sometimes and that we're a podcast. I don't know I forget what that means. And then, like, you know, reading the reviews or showing up to a space and being honored and awarded, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's other people listening. Or this is true out there, right? Because I'm just alone at my house in a little shed recording, right? And then I think it was just a moment of recognizing that and Sunny's growth even in that, because I've been doing it since she was a toddler. Now she's 10.
Yeah.
And so even bringing her somewhere, because usually I would leave her behind and just show up and be like a vendor or a support in that way. But to have her come, it was just a big moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. It is fun to think how long we've been doing this, which I think is 5 years.
I think we're coming up on 6 years. I think we started in 2018.
Okay. We're going to be doing this for 20 years and be like, what year is it again?
I don't know what year it is.
I know.
But I know I've got a new song.
I've got a new song.
Oh my gosh. Shoot.
A good news song. I'm going to try.
Put your teeth in my ear.
I think our kids by then will have taken over. We're going to be like in the background, like, can I say something? Can I come in? Can I come in?
Can I say something?
Go away, Mom. It's my podcast now. That's so funny. Well, I'm just super grateful, listeners, for all of you, because we would not have a podcast without you. Although I think we'd still show up, and my aunt would listen and my dad from time to time. I would listen. But I am so grateful. I love this community. I love, love, love the Lucky Few podcast community. I love our listeners. I love that you share all this information. I love that you write in your good news. It blesses our hearts. I love your reviews to know that this podcast is resonating and that you're getting from it exactly what we're hoping and putting into the world. And next year, 2024, is going to be an epic podcast year, y'all. Just you wait. Just you wait. And we're just getting started.
And
I
just getting started.
I want to throw out a little teaser to our listeners. Something special is happening in the spring, because we are getting closer and closer to what?
You're just, it's, keep going. I'm sorry. I laughed, listeners.
I was even shocked. I'm like, what's happening in the
spring? I know. It was like it was very exciting. Okay. Go on.
Here's the thing.
There's like hand motions happening that you can't see.
Okay. We are getting so close to 1 million downloads, y'all. 1 million downloads is going to happen soon. And when it does, we're going to celebrate. And we're going to give you more about that. We're going to tell you more as we get closer. But we want you listeners to know that we are so excited. We're so thankful for you because you are the ones out there listening and making this podcast what it is. And we're going to celebrate this year. We're ready to celebrate with you.
Yes. That's right. 1 million downloads is right around the corner. I think as of today that we're recording, I think it's
930,000.
Wow. 970,000.
Wow. Yeah. That's what I meant. 970,000 downloads. So we are around the corner is 1 million and we couldn't do it without y'all. So thank you for listening, sharing, commenting, mm-hmm. all the things. And that's it. Oh, yeah. Let's do good news. Let's take a little break and we'll come back with some good news.
This episode is sponsored by Able Now. Have you been meaning to set up an Able Now account? It's easier than you might expect. The application is entirely online, so it can be completed anytime, anywhere. Enrollment often takes just a few minutes. An eligible individual can open and manage their own Able Now account. If they're under age 18 or need assistance with finances, a parent, grandparent, or other eligible family member can open and manage the account as an authorized representative. Able Now accounts are available to qualified individuals in all 50 states. Learn if you or someone you know is eligible for an Able Now account at ablenow.com. That's A-B-L-E, now, N-O-W.
Time for good news, time for good news. Everybody, welcome to the good news. Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, friends and listeners, thank you for going on this walk down memory lane of 2023 and the podcast this year. I hope you go back and listen to all those episodes we highlighted. And before you do that, though, stick around for good news. And who has some good news that they want to share about their loved one with Down syndrome?
I do.
Micah's hand is up. Oh, Mercedes' hand is up.
Okay. Okay. So my good news is we are always trying to figure out how to help Ace sleep through the night. He will go through phases. He was doing amazing in the summer. And then it got hard again once school started and he wasn't getting as much exercise. And he just needs so much sensory input through the day so that his body will rest at night. And so, I feel like an Ace detective a lot of the time. And that I have figured out over the last month or so, maybe over the last 2 months, that his very favorite food in the world is dried mango, and I refuse to take it away from him. But I have realized that when he has dried mango in the afternoons, it affects his sleep more. So we have adjusted when he can have dried mango, and he's having it in the morning and at lunch, and then we're stopping it from that point on. And even like in his, he gets oranges instead in the afternoon, and he can even have a little chocolate in the afternoon and still sleep through the night. But it's just, I'm just grateful every time that we kind of find a new thing that can help him make it through the night and give us all rest. It's a beautiful gift. So I'm celebrating that in the new year. It's my good news.
That is good news, Detective Micah.
My good news is Sunflower has been journaling a lot. Aww. And it's really sweet. And Vaish and her son's episode, I've just seen by using the talker, plus we do a lot more like computer classwork, and now her like journaling and also her Terry Brown work, she has a love for writing, and mm-hmm. spelling is something, and like spatial awareness. We're just on this new journey now of like writing, and I'm really excited about it and being creative on how We obviously with like OT and stuff, but putting her mind, her thoughts, her words down on paper, just that whole like complex trio, we're just like figuring it out. And we've been doing some simple word searches that I was like really kind of nervous to introduce. And she's like knocking it out of the park, and it's helping her reading. I don't know. We're in this new phase, and I just think she's the smartest girl in the world. And I am loving where she's at. I love that she loves to journal, and I just feel really inspired to help her with her spelling, because I really feel like that's another way that's a way she wants to communicate. And it's huge. So that episode was encouraging to me, and I think just continuing that with her, just continuing. She's got notebooks and notebooks filled with scribbles, then with letters all jumbled up, and then every once in a while there'll be a clear letter. There's now sentences. It's just really fun, and I'm so happy that we're gonna have this like journal progression kind of a thing. It's pretty cool.
It's awesome. I love that. So good and inspiring. I mean, I feel like I want my kids to write more, and making space for that to happen. Okay, I've got good news from a listener here. This is from Laura Sigmund, who says, my 11-month-old can sit in the bouncer all on his own and seems to be enjoying it. Laura, I remember those days. And that is a big deal. That is good, good news. We're celebrating that with you. Thank you for sharing.
There's no joy like a baby in a bouncer.
It's so cute.
Oh my gosh, it's the best.
Except a baby in my bosom. I just had to say bosom because a bouncer, I knew it was uncomfortable.
I love it.
Sometimes those desires.
A baby in my arms.
Come here, just a little nurse.
Well, not that. I was more just holding. I was just going to hold baby against my chest with my clothes on.
But Mercedes made it even more weird.
Darn.
So, the listener, when you see us all together and you have a baby, you know how to your baby.
Micah, she didn't say the weird thing.
Micah. That feels full circle. So we're going to wrap this episode up. Friends, thank you for listening to this episode. Don't forget, head over to theluckyfew.co. Use code podcast to get 10% off your narrative shifting gear. Wear that narrative shifter shirt this new year, friends. This is the perfect new year gift for you. Josh Avis, thanks for editing this episode. Ashley Fracalossi for producing it.
And if you liked this episode, share it with your family and friends. Don't forget to subscribe. And we are just super grateful to the sponsors of this episode, especially to Able Now.
And check us out on theluckyfewpodcast.com for show notes and all the things we talked about today. And be sure to follow us on social media at The Lucky Few Pod.
And hey, listener, this day after Christmas, almost to the new year, the second day of Christmas, you are slaying it. And we love you and we are cheering you on. Can't wait to be together next year. We will see you next year, folks. Until then, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Narrative shift on. Shifty.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I heard. Ooh. Okay. I could hear things from your mic, from you. Okay. Okay, bye.